AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The remaining GOP presidential candidates debate tonight, but Ben Carson won't be on the stage with them. AP correspondent Mark Smith has a live report from Detroit.
Ross, tonight's face-off here at the historic Fox Theater is the first since Super Tuesday, a seven-state triumph for Donald Trump, but the end of the line for Carson. The retired neurosurgeon says he no longer sees a clear path to the nomination, so he won't be here. Trump's reaction? We're going to have more time for the fighting. What's unclear if that is really what Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz intend tonight. Will they double down on the fierce attacks they launched in last week's Houston debate that, judging from Super Tuesday, failed to blunt Trump's momentum? Ross?
A preview of what could come tonight in Detroit, Mitt Romney warning today Republicans should not pick Donald Trump as their presidential nominee.
In another display of the chaos within the GOP, its 2012 nominee is hammering this year's frontrunner.
Dishonesty is Donald Trump's hallmark.
Romney says Trump is a phony and a fraud.
He's playing the members of the American public for suckers.
And says only the other three GOP candidates have offered serious policy proposals.
One of these men should be our nominee.
Trump fired back.
I'll just address it quickly because it's irrelevant.
Calling Romney a stiff, a choke artist who blew the last election after begging for his endorsement.
He failed horribly.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Police in Manassas, Virginia are investigating reports of shots being fired at cars. Two gunmen, possibly armed with automatic weapons, are believed to be holed up in a townhouse. Speaking in Milwaukee today, the president said his health overhaul has reached an extraordinary milestone.
Thanks to the law, 20 million more Americans now know the security of health insurance. 20 million. 20 million people.
This is AP Radio News. Judges who heard the NFL's appeal of the Deflategate case seem to be leaning toward restoring New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's suspension.
It will be weeks before the federal appeals panel issues a ruling, but based on the questions they asked of the Players Association attorney, the three judges seemed inclined to rule in the NFL's favor, which would mean Tom Brady's four-game suspension, canceled on the eve of last season, could be reinstated next season. The judges presented union attorney Jeffrey Kessler with multiple reasons why Commissioner Roger Goodell had the right to suspend Brady after concluding the quarterback knew about the underinflation of footballs. Neither Goodell nor Brady was in court for the arguments. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Florida Supreme Court says an artist can sue UPS in state court over two paintings removed from their shipping tube while in transit and sold by the company that UPS contracts to handle its lost and found operation. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.